You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If your job is to be the standby or the understudy, you will go on, especially on Broadway. You know what I mean? You will go on. And so it's your responsibility to be prepared for that. And however you have to do it, if you have to sneak backstage and you know, and watch them when you're not on stage, if you have to, you know, depending on if they're approachable, who you're understudying, you know, luckily I have somebody, you know, Jonathan Freeman is old school and very approachable. If you have any questions, you know, you got to weigh that situation too. but you cannot wait for permission to be prepared. You always have to be prepared.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, head on over to the website, builtforthestage.com, and you can do 7 days of a free trial with our coaching staff that will help you train like the actor athlete that you are. Special thanks to our producing team, the Broadway Podcast Network. You can check them out at bpn.fm. BPN also has a new app, so check that out. Probably there's some type of ad or notice within this episode about the new app, so be sure to check it out, the BPN app, Broadway in your pocket. All right, as I was prepping for this, I was working all day, going from my laptop to my cell phone, and then no TV today was on in the office, but I was just thinking, what could I squeeze in before this interview? And then I was like, Joe, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just what you could squeeze in is some quiet time. So in this intro, I just want to encourage everyone to make sure you just step away from those screens from time to time, take a deep breath in, because now more than ever, I'm sure that you need it. We all need it. So if you need more encouragement like that, if you need any guidance or coaching, please reach out. Check us out on the gram at Built for the Stage. Okay, super excited for our guest today. Recently got to start working with him. I popped on to playbill.com because there are so many talented Broadway performers and performers out there in general. So I wanted to see what our guest has been up to in his career. And then I just happened to find out that he's been in, I don't know, 62 Broadway shows. So you've seen him in Man of La Mancha, Wonderful Town. I love Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It was actually, I think, my second Broadway show I ever saw. Bessel Whorehouse in Texas, The Apple Tree, Shrek the Musical, love me some of Shrek as well, Leap of Faith, Annie. And recently, you could have seen him in Aladdin. Please welcome to the podcast, Dennis Stowe. Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
So good to chat with you. So good to see you through the computer screen as we are still in March of 2020, it seems like. But there is a little light continuing to glimmer at the end of this tunnel. So I'm getting excited for sure.
Yes, a little light, a little light.
Just a little light, but a light that's like, hey, I can see this getting brighter.
Yeah.
So speaking of brightening up our lights, we were talking about that you just got done with a workout, and we were just saying, like, you know, the strength, the aesthetic, the conditioning, all that's great, but like, let's just talk about how mentally good you feel after. How are you feeling after your session today?
Oh God. Well, you know, well, first of all, let me talk on you for a second, because I've been hearing about you for a while now. Many of my cast members swear by you, some very good friends of mine, and they've been talking about you for a minute. So, it's always been in the back of my mind, you know, to last, like, I gotta check Joe out. I gotta check his Built for the Stage out, because I just see it everywhere, and especially among my peers. And, you know, it was time, you know, it was, it's been, you know, a really interesting, challenging, emotional time for everyone. And I, now that there is a little bit of light to see towards, I said, you know what, let me just do it. And I tell you, it really has made the difference. I'm probably in my second week or so. But even in that second week, it has really, really helped my spirit. It's helped me to you know, have something to go to, you know, and to work towards. And you know, I'm no stranger to the gym, certainly, but it was just, you know, getting the it was just getting there. You know, I'll speak for myself. Once I'm there, I'm in it. It's just getting there, just really making the decision to just say, you know what, get up, you know, take a shower. I mean, there were times during this pandemic that there was no shower for like 5 days. You know what I mean? Like there was nowhere to go. So it's like I'm in my pajamas for like 5 days. You're getting up, you know, late. There could be some low level, you know, depression happening, you know, as well. And then you kind of have to make the decision that you're going to, you know, you're going to bring yourself out of that. And this is such it's such a great way to really get all that going. And it's really been a game changer just in the 2 weeks that I've been doing it. So thank you.
Yeah. My pleasure. So happy to just be a small part of your reboot, if you will. And I'll definitely mirror that and just chime in about, I was talking to clients and others. I posted on our Instagram too about I took my dogs to Starbucks to get them puppuccinos, which is just like, whipped cream in their cup.
Yeah.
And even doing that, it seems like such a chore, you know, but I know it's something that brings me joy. And it's the same as the gym. It's like, I know what it does for me. I know, but to do it when you're in that slump or you're going through something as difficult as we've been going through. But if we can just get our foot through the door, that's like 99% of the battle. So anyone listening out there that just quite hasn't taken that shower or hasn't gotten to the gym or hasn't gotten their dogs some whipped cream at Starbucks, just do it. And I know that sounds so cliche, but literally that's what it comes down to, is just doing it, right?
Yeah. And if we've learned anything throughout this pandemic, it is the things that we take for granted that give us joy, you know, and reevaluate or reexamine really and appreciate, you know, what gives us joy, and to hold on to those things. And you know, it has to be different. It has to be different coming out of this. The other side really has to be, it should be, you know, and if it's not, I would be concerned for people. I mean, you know, it's to also learn how to just be in the moment that you're in, as well, as hard as it is, you know, how much control also you really have over things, and how important it is to stay in the moment as hard as that is. So, you know, hopefully we will come out of this on the other side, and we will be just a little bit more appreciative of those things, of taking your dog to Starbucks and not having it be a chore anymore, just looking at it in a different way. So,
I spoke with this to my spoke about this with my therapist yesterday about, you know, writing out who am I, because I feel like the pandemic has been a huge enemy of stripping us from identity.
Ooh. Oh, goodness.
And also, like, who am I, you know, without theater, the stage?
Absolutely. And all,
you know, because a lot of our community has gone through that with, you know, I literally am not, I'll say, allowed or permitted to do what I so closely identify myself as. So who am I at the core has been such a difficult, but if you address it, enlightening conversation.
Exactly. It's, you know, you didn't think that you defined yourself by working, you know, but it's like, oh, maybe I do. And what does that mean? And, you know, or even just defining yourself by, you know, being on Broadway and all of those things, like it, you just like, oh, I didn't think that that's what I did, but maybe I do. And just reexamining that has been really challenging too. Right. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, we don't even have the opportunity to do it at all. It's not like it's there and we, you know, it's in our reach. We can't even do it at all. So it's yeah. really been a mind. I don't know if I could curse on here, but it's been a mind block.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, really, for a lot of us, I think.
Well, let's get into the past when you could do your job. How, I, you know, when I was looking at your credits and when I've had the pleasure of talking to a handful, maybe four or five other performers that have had a longer list of Broadway credits like yourself. Mm-hmm. What we talked about, you know, just showing up and just doing the daily, what was it throughout your career that kept you on that consistent path of booking? Because I know from either being a performer myself or having these conversations already, most of the time, it's not just about the talent. So what could you tell me and the listeners out there, you know, what would you put this success, what would you put this to?
Luck is a big part of it. You know, some people are talented, but not lucky. So I'm not going to lie and say that there is a bit of luck that you have to have, right? And of course, you have to have perseverance. You know, you have to just trudge through, even when it seems like, you know, it's not going to work out, or you have, you know, we all have that sort of imposter syndrome where you're like, you know, I'm not good. You know what I mean? And I mean, that came up for me a lot during this time. Was this all just a fluke? You know what I mean? I remember my first Broadway show. I remember when that ended, I said, it's never going to happen again. This is it. And then, you know, you're my 9 Broadway shows later, you know what I mean? So it's really about those three things, right? Talent, perseverance, and luck. And I think you only need 2 out of the 3.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I love that you said luck, because there's another podcast to listen to, and the host always is asking the guest at the very end, how much would you attribute your success to, you know, hard work and talent? And then how much would you say is luck? I want to get into the luck, because I love this saying about, like, we all get one free lottery ticket, right? But it's the other acts of, like, showing up or being willing to do this, that, or the other, and so on and so forth, that if you will, wins you more lottery tickets. So the more you put yourself out there, the more you're available, or yada yada yada, the more chances at luck you get. Do you have any maybe specific stories you or one or two that you could think of where, yes, that was lucky, but if I, Dennis, did not do this, I wouldn't have had that luck?
Sure. No, I mean, once you listen, we don't control the opportunities, right? We only can control ourselves. And we can control ourselves once we get the gig. And once we're in the gig, you have to show yourself, you know, as a hard worker. You have to show yourself as somebody who will go the extra mile. You have to show yourself to be a nice person. You know what I mean? And somebody that people want to work with as well. And your reputation is gold, you know, and a good reputation, as my partner says, is worth more than gold, really. And so once you're in the gig, make sure that you're working the hardest, because people do notice that. And I tell you, if we're being honest, you know, when I was in Aladdin, you know, I'm a man of a certain age, you know, and so I was a dancer for a long time. And, you know, after a while, you have to come to the reality that your body does not do what it used to do. And I was in the ensemble of Aladdin, and I was dancing with all the young kids. And I really saw an end in sight, because I said, my body is hurting. And I want to make sure that I'm not staying past when I should stay here. So I really had an end in sight. But because I was the understudy for Jafar and I was the understudy for the Sultan, and I worked so hard to be good, you know, when I went on, that when it came time for the opportunity to step up to be the standby, I was offered the opportunity to do that. And that's only because I didn't take that for granted as well. I worked very hard to step up, and they recognized that. But I did have an end date, you know. I said I might have another year here, and then I gotta go, you know, I gotta go. And luckily, you know, they recognized my loyalty, they recognized my hard work, and that worked out. But listen, again, I was lucky too, because it doesn't always work out. But I think you still have to have integrity in what you do, right? And you have to just, you know, pour your whole self into whatever it is that you're doing. And people will notice. People will notice.
When you were preparing to go on in those roles, and then eventually you were offered the standby, could you go into the specifics of, like, what were those little extra step or taking the extra mile to be as prepared as possible? What was your preparation like? The reason I'm asking is a lot of conversation I'm having with people my age, because in that age that I am, people, dancers, are seeing that future that you were talking about, where it's like, oh, I'm just, is this not the way it used to be? Or if it is, the next day I really pay the price. And I haven't had conversations with them about, okay, well, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear just, like, okay, Dennis, like, this is where I'm at. I will be damned if I don't do everything that I can to be prepared for going on in these other roles. What was that like?
Yeah. I come from the school of, you know, I'm not waiting for anybody to give me any, you know, direction or rehearsal or anything. You have to sneak it in when you can. You have to be, if your job is to be the standby or the understudy, you will go on, especially on Broadway. You know what I mean? You will go on. And so it's your responsibility to be prepared for that. And however you have to do it, if you have to sneak backstage and you know, and watch them when you're not on stage, if you have to, you know, depending on if they're approachable, who you're understudying, you know, luckily I have somebody, you know, Jonathan Freeman is old school and very approachable. If you have any questions, you know, you got to weigh that situation too. but you know, you cannot wait for permission to be prepared. You always have to be prepared. And listen, and you always, whenever there's a understudy rehearsal, full out. There's no marking. There's no. You have to show them what they're going to see. If they have to guess at it, that's not going to work out. You always have to be prepared. If that is your gig, if that's the job, then you got to do the job.
Yeah. 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 I love what you're saying. I think that the new school mentality or some vibes I get out there is that there's a little bit too much of, I earn this without really earning it. I'll just say,
that's a whole nother podcast.
I wouldn't fear getting into it because I love paralleling fitness to what we do in the theater industry, just because there's so much alike. And like on the fitness end, you know, it's, I've been putting in the work for 2 weeks now and I don't see anything, you know? And if you equated that to, I've been taking dance lessons for 2 weeks now and I still can't do XYZ, you know, it would sound ridiculous.
Totally. Well, but you know what, I never pictured myself in the spot where I'd be like, you know, these kids today, you know, but I guess I'm slowly approaching that. But, you know, we're in a culture where everything is quick, right? There's, you know, you go on American Idol and then all of a sudden you're a star. Like there's no, you know, there's a quickness to everything. And there's this sense of having to really work and earn has diminished a little bit, in my opinion, you know? And so, you know, I wasn't in a Broadway show until I was in my 30s. It was my first Broadway show, you know? And I saw all of my peers all around me, you know, getting, you know, Broadway shows. And I was like, what is happening? Like, I think I have the stuff to make it on Broadway anyway. And, by the time I got there, I was like, okay, you know, there are some dues to pay, you know? And I think that just because of the culture that we're in, I think that, you know, young people today are sort of conditioned to think that they are entitled to, you know, success. And, I think it's because of the culture.
If you're listening and you're fighting this right now, I love what you're saying because the culture is subconsciously making us this way as well. You might not even be intentionally having this type of attitude, but it's Amazon. I order it. It's here tomorrow. Why isn't it here right now? Or, you know, I want this. I Google it. I want that. You know, FaceTime. We are now
immediate gratification. Everything is right at your fingertips, right? You're right. I think subconsciously it really conditions us to think that that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. And I say, luckily, you know, I am of the, I won't say old school. I'll say older school. You know what I mean? Maybe somewhere in between there. And listen, we're generalizing. It's not every young person. I know a lot of talented. You know, really, you know, driven young people, and that I love seeing, and I try to, you know, when I see that, I try to, as somebody older who has been in the business for a long time, to sort of like nurture that, and if they want to hear it,
and I don't even know it, you know, once again with the blanket statements, I don't even know if my perspective is even on a age type of thing, but just literally the time we're in, whether you're in your teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, or whatever, it's just that the new, I guess, evolution of our day-to-day living is starting to produce that. Yeah. I love that you just shared you made your debut in your 30s and then you go on to book 9 total Broadway shows. You know, I want to just encourage everyone listening that as amazing as Broadway is, if you're not booking Broadway, it does not make you any more or less of a performer. There are shows across the country or world that are filled with talent or productions just as good, if not better than Broadway. But like we were saying with Dennis and being lucky, I guess, it's just you. To use a baseball analogy, you just keep stepping up to the plate and keep swinging. And if you stop stepping up to the plate, then your chances are over. So, wow, I'm super inspired by you, you know, sharing that your first show wasn't until your 30s.
Yeah, young 30s, maybe 32 I was.
What was that like going were you performing through your 20s? Were you
a- Oh god, yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it was just I was on tour. I toured in Europe for a couple of years in my young 20s and my mid 20s. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of regional theater. I was working. But I wanted to be on Broadway. I mean, that was a big goal of mine and a dream of mine. And the stars aligned at when they aligned. It was very cathartic, of course. You know, you feel like, okay, this is why it took so long. in my mind, you know. Mm-hmm. But then once I got there, I could really appreciate it. You know, I could appreciate it. And I get concerned when a lot of young people, when they step out right out of college and they're on Broadway, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I mean, and listen, you know, another important thing is that we cannot comparison to other people and to other people's paths is really detrimental to, you know, to trying to negotiate this business. You know, you really have to, not only should you not compare, but you should be inspired by people. And you shouldn't, just because so-and-so is doing this doesn't mean that that doesn't mean you're any less than them. They were lucky, right? They happened to be at the right place at the right time. You know, there's so many random things that are involved with somebody being successful, whatever your definition of success is in this business. And there's no one way. I get a lot of people, you know, when I teach young people too, and they say, you know, how do you make it to Broadway? You know, is always this thing. And it's just like, there's no one answer to it. You just have to, the only thing you can control is yourself. Keep training, keep going for it, keep stepping up to the plate, as you say. And, you know, hopefully the stars will align.
I love what you just said about the comparison thing and that it should be inspiration. You know, what if we were to be thumbing through our Instagram and seeing someone who is a peer, and instead of saying, you know, they're lucky or you're envious or jealous or whatever, what if you were to say, wow, good for Dennis.
Yeah.
And on top of it, he is my peer. And I know that, you know, I'm in that same ballpark as him. So instead of being upset, it's like, good for him. He's showing me that I should keep going because it will come. It's possible. It's possible.
That's right. When it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's another podcast too. You know, if so many things happened throughout your life that you wished, then, you know, all the rest of it would have never came to pass.
That's exactly right. And then when it happens, you have the light bulb goes off and you're like, oh, that's why I didn't get that thing. That's why, because I was supposed to be in a position where I can get this thing, you know, and that's happened so many times in my career. You know, I really, really wanted one thing and you don't get it. And then something else comes up that's even better than that. And you're like, oh, that's why. So, you know, just referring back to what I was saying about being in the moment, right? Being in the moment and not living in the past, but also not trying to get too far ahead, you know, mm-hmm. just trying to keep it in, you know, in the vicinity of now, you know, mm-hmm. and yeah.
Yeah. Wow. This has been insightful, inspirational. You know, you jump on these calls and you don't really know what's to come. You prepare for them as a host, but you don't really know where the guest is going to take you. So I'm so grateful for where you took us during this interview, Dennis.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you.
I appreciate your time. I can't wait to see you back in Agrabah up on the stage.
Yes, me too.
And it's been a pleasure. So thank you. Should we plug your Airbnb in Puerto Rico?
Oh goodness. No, you don't have to do that.
I'm just teasing, you know, as I'm doing my research, I'm like, oh, what's this link? Is this a website or what is
but
this?
If you know anybody, you know, if you know anybody, you know, just send them my way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once the world opens up a bit more, if you're like, damn, this pandemic was tough, I need to call Dennis and go to his Airbnb in Puerto Rico.
Go on down. You might get a discount if you're good.
All right. Thanks so much, Dennis. Appreciate you.
All right, Joe.
All right. That was Dennis Stowe. Thanks again to Dennis for being on Built for the Stage podcast. If you like the podcast, please rate, subscribe, leave a comment, tell your friends. It would be greatly appreciated. Special thanks again to our producing team, the Broadway Podcast Network. If you want to try that free trial of Built for the Stage, head on over to builtforthestage.com. All right. This is Joe Roscoe signing off.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.